You're listening to SBS News.
Whole communities in the southeastern United States have been reduced to debris after at least a dozen tornadoes hit the states of Alabama and Georgia. Two of the tornadoes ripped through Alabama's Lee County with winds of at least 240 kilometres per hour. They carved a path at least 800 metres wide and a kilometre long. Live television footage showed mobile homes tossed on their sides and ripped open, with their contents strewn on the ground. Pieces of homes hung from trees that were not flattened by the storm, while communication poles were snapped. This resident describes a scene of chaos.
I just watched it just suck the clouds in and everything, and heavy wind and everything. Then we ran inside, and after that, it was just a lot of debris flying, and we just watched it out the window.
Another says her house was damaged in the storm.
I grabbed my dog and went and got in the closet, and I'm sitting there holding the door just in case because it didn't close all the way. And a few minutes later, that's when I can hear all the wind and the house moving. And then next thing I know, I can smell pine, so I knew something was in the house.
Lee County Sheriff Jay Jones says the damage looks as if someone had taken a giant knife and scraped the ground.
I would describe the damage that we have seen in the area as catastrophic. There are simply in some locations, the complete residences are gone. The debris field stretches for hundreds and hundreds of yards. We're finding materials that from one location up to half a mile away from the original point of where they were located.
U.S. President Donald Trump sent condolences to those affected by one of the deadliest tornadoes in almost 6 years.
I'd like to start by sending our love and prayers to the incredible people of Alabama, incredible state, unbelievable people, and everyone affected by the catastrophic storms that struck the Gulf states yesterday. Towns, schools, churches, and homes were devastated by tornadoes of a force like we haven't seen in a long time. Historic.
A state of emergency has been enacted with resources from across the state pouring into the affected area. Sheriff Jones says crews are working to recover those still missing.
We have various units from all over the state and surrounding states coming in to assist us in our search efforts. That will, again, be doing search and rescue this morning. That's our primary focus to see if we can locate individuals who may still be in the area. We have several people that are still unaccounted for.
Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.